Zoromba kapati kuli bonse batola robazo program ya Jundu Top 10. Kuti kamzimana utela wanganda shika pepele ya kombo nledio. Muna ulandi me DJ Junga. I'll be back ya mana nyuzi. Kuna ulanto mwe until the hour of kaya ugo. Just know that it was zumana na ya mana nyuzi. Muna zumana na ndi mega botu kabotu. Keep it company. Hakuna kulala juu po jinona. Kona.
Kalumba.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Construction of Chekupili Mini Hospital begins in Luano. Shantumbu traders appeal for market shelter. In African news, Robert Mugabe's son appears in court on drug charge. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Construction of the Chekupili Mini Hospital in Luanda District has officially begun following the handover of the site to NMS Infrastructure Limited, a Lusaka-based company. The handover ceremony was led by Luanda District Commissioner Kels Meleki, witnessed by Chief Chekupili, senior health officials, and members of the community. Mr. Meleki has reaffirmed government's commitment to completing the project on time, stressing that it would not be abandoned.
As the district commissioner, very happy that the government has really answered the cause for this people. Yes, we've been struggling, especially here in Luano. You know, Luano is a district that was under Mkush, separated from Mkush. We remained with nothing, we can say we remained with nothing. It is just one of the clinics that was given from Mukushi, which is Masanza Clinic, and it's the one that we changed to be the mini hospital for the district.
Chief Chekupili, through his royal establishment chairman Cyprian Sando, thanked President Hage Ndehichilema's government for prioritizing the health needs of Luano.
We have to return to Pachala, mini hospital for now. Much Kupili Pakanguru to a total son of Muteko. We are intentional with Samu, Vincent, and Sulamach Kupili. mimi tulipanshi tulekunkula kuli wa kateka wesu kutotero kapu tuwale ndenita mkui talisana kumakuno kupala sile nukuya kumasansa chale tuwansha sana mkumye ndere nomba hapa tuwapokele chipatare chichara kuru wapano nishituwaluka kukule avulabu tu nishituwale chule hapa tuwavano mba vantu mwapena nishituwatotela sana.
Luano District Health Director Dr. Wale Chipoya welcomed the development, noting that the facility will serve as the first level hospital in the district and help decongest Amansansa Main Hospital. And NMS Infrastructure Clerk of Works, John Mwale, has explained that the new hospital will include maternity, children's, a male and a female wards, as well as an outpatient department.
We've identified the site. The site is good and ideal for the proposed health facility. We yet to start commencement of work upon analyzing the report and the geological and other surveys.
Traders at Nshantumbu Market in Kafiwa District are appealing to the local authority to consider putting up a market shelter. The traders note that the population at the market has continued to grow, creating the need for a proper shelter and an ablution block. Speaking on behalf of the traders, Memory Musonda told Comrade News via telephone that with the onset of the rains, it will be difficult for them to conduct business without proper infrastructure. Ms. Musonda says the council, using Constituency Development Fund CDF, can put up a modern structure that will help the traders in conducting business.
If a trader on Bangkok of Mochandom market, even a day of the first weekend, that was a short,
A concerned youthful resident of Kapirimponji, Abel Pawi, has praised the President Haga Indehijilema for increasing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to 40 million kwacha from 36.1 million kwacha. Mr. Pawi believes the increment will empower locals in various economic sectors and accelerate development, particularly for stored projects. He says the CDF, initiated by central government, if properly utilized, will promote both human and infrastructural development at community and constituency levels through sustainable projects such as rehabilitating roads, constructing modern classrooms, and building sanitation facilities. Mr. Pawi adds that the increased funding is expected to further enhance the local development and improve people's living standards. Mufulira District Commissioner Evaristo Chilumba has emphasized the importance of participation in District Development Coordinating Committee meetings, warning that absenteeism hinders development in the district. He has urged the clusters that have not yet submitted departmental reports to do so in order to facilitate effective planning for the upcoming provincial meeting. Mr. Chilumba stresses that cooperation among stakeholders is crucial for the district's progress and has appealed to key players to attend the scheduled meetings, noting their significance in shaping Mufulira's future.
I'm told to have meetings has been a hassle. So I'm wondering how you are going to develop if we cannot be having meetings, or if we are going to be pushed for us to have this kind of meetings. Just now I'm told that some committees, some departments are not even ready to come here. They're not even ready to submit their reports.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Like a 5233.
That's my number. The one with all zeros to last.
We all have our